Thank you. And you're listening to KRVS Public Radio 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. Here's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of University of Louisiana, Lafayette. We just heard from Gretchen McCurr, the third octet. We heard Frankenstein from Exploration with a really cool octet here, John Clark, French horn, Dave Woodley on trombone, Tim Hagen's trumpet, Gary Bart's alto sax, Billy Harper tenor sax, Gary Smulian baritone saxophone, Ray Drummond on bass, Andrew Cyril on drums, and Gotcha Mokar on a trombone. Before that, we heard from TK Blue, his Latin stylings of dedication to Charlie Parker, Latin Bird. We heard, well, before that, And that's what started off our set. Before that, we had From Delightfully Morgan by Lee Morgan with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And we heard Night Flight, composition by Lee Morgan, with at the top of our hour here, we heard from TK Blue with we heard Visa with Willie Martinez on drums and Roland Guerrero, congas and percussion, Essiet Okun Essiet on acoustic and electric bass, and Theo Hill on piano. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
John Irabagan with Portuguese bandmates of Hernandi Faustino on bass and Gabriel Ferrandini on drums. John Sharp writes from 2013 in All About Jazz, if you are as extraordinarily talented as saxophonist John Irabagan, probably best known for his tenure in the gloriously irreverent Most of the Other People Do the Killing, which we love here, then you might occasionally need to set yourself challenges. He's done it before on Foxy, where he undertook a relentless examination of a theme from every conceivable angle over 78 uninterrupted minutes. This is a young man, too, and he's probably got one of his biggest influences on alto is Cannonball Adderley. But in this instance, the gauntlet he has thrown down for himself seems to be to construct something meaningful via the medium of circular breathing and overblown histrionics. If you can investigate the techniques with as much gusto, that's for sure. We heard Nova from Absolutely Zero. Before that, another trio that we heard from was baritone saxophonist's premier first call, Gary Smulian, who we've been playing over. He's just gets into all of these records, the Carla Bley from last week. He ends up getting calls, all these big bands. He must be a heck of a reader, too. In this, it's a trio paired down with, of course, only Christian McBride on bass and Billy Drummond on drums, who keeps coming into our sessions a lot here. Don't know what that means or what, but, you know, it is what it is. Before that, we heard from Jeffrey Keyser on piano. We heard Gary Smulian album is called Hidden Treasures, and we heard a John Coltrane tune, Rarely Heard, Fifth House. Before that, we heard keyboardist Jeffrey Keyser's just extraordinary keyboard from Wildcrafted Live at the Dakota. We heard Stompin' at the Savoy. If anybody recognized it, I think I did. I keep listening to it, and it's definitely a variation. He's got a heck of a trio with Matt Closey on bass and great drummer Terry and Gully on drums. And then we kicked it off with this set with Viper's Drag by Henry Butler and Steve Bernstein and the Hot Nine. And we heard a remake of Fats Waller tune, Viper's Drag. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We're probably going to close it out here with a CD we just can't get into enough of, David Chesky's Jazz and the New Harmonic, with Peter Washington on bass, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Javon Jackson on tenor sax, David Chesky, of course, composer and pianist, and again, Billy Drummond on drums. We're going to hear Broadway. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz on KRVS Public Radio, Lake Charles, Lafayette. Thank you. Oh, yeah, we'll get it back into this in another session for sure. It's been DeJama Gagne here at Passport to Modern Jazz KRVS. We're here every Tuesday night, 10 to 12. Repeat Monday morning here, campus of Louisiana at Lafayette. So beautiful. We'll see you next time on Passport to Modern Jazz.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.